Well, here I am. When do I start?
Right now.
Okay. Okay, so it's 1970, and I got Woodstock in my rear view mirror, and I'm all fired up to do something else, because the surfing's no... Oh, I was in Hawaii for three weeks, and the surfing's no good in Long Beach, New York, I'll tell you that, compared to North Shore of Oahu. So my family, my brother-in-law, my sister, and their kids, they want to get out of New York as I do. And they buy a school bus because my nephew says, hey, we ought to get a bus. And so they get a bus, and we immediately start working on the bus. We pull the seats out. We start framing. We had a great source of materials. We had a Long Island Railroad mothball yard right next to us, and that's where we got all our stuff. So we're starting on this. We're making headway. We're doing this, that, and the other thing, making all kinds of cabinets and couches. And if you knew my brother-in-law, anybody out there, some of you know him. Anyhow, he was a character, and he could do pretty much everything. So fast forward. We'll fast forward to the spring of 71, and it's actually like winter, and it's raining, it's dark, and I get the call from my sister that says, hey, you got to get here. We're going to Vermont. I mean, we're going to Vermont this time of year. And just a little thing to it that's, she's 8.5 months pregnant. We're in school bus that's not quite finished. And we're going to Vermont. It's a tin can. So it's raining. We pull out and we're into Westchester County. We keep going. We're in Connecticut. We're in Massachusetts. And the snow is coming down hard. And we see a sign that says, welcome to Vermont. So we're elated. We made it to Vermont. Well, we pull into Montpelier, and we have to wait for the DMV to open because they don't want New York plates on our bus. We don't want New York plates on our bus. So we get Vermont plates, and they come back with the plates. And a story saying, you know, hey, we met this couple in motor vehicles, and they invited us to have the baby at their house. Holy shit. This is amazing. I mean, that all this is happening. One thing that we made it to Vermont, and then we get a place to have a baby, right? So me being a concerned younger brother, she took care of us. My turn to take care of her. And I read up on it. I did. So, and I prepared myself. I got shoelaces. I have scissors. I have a suction bowl. I have alcohol, rags, towels. I got it all. You know, I'm freaking ready. You know, I brought it with me. So that night that we get there, our host Pam, she calls up some people to have them over for music. Her husband's a musician. So they're playing music, and we had something to eat, and I'm whooped because we were driving all night. And we all end up going to bed, and we wake up, and two of the people on the bus were my younger sister and her boyfriend, and they didn't like the scene, so they jump on their thumb and go back to New York. Right? They just don't want any part of it. So Pam makes us a nice pancake breakfast with their own Vermont maple syrup. And we're all chowing down on the pancakes, and we finish the breakfast, and there's a mountain of dishes, and I volunteer to do the dishes. Well, my brother-in-law, Jerry, he goes out, work on the bus, which is what he likes to do. And Nick goes about his chores, and I don't know what Pam's doing because I offered to do the dishes. She takes off, and the kids and Edna go upstairs. So I'm doing dishes. It takes forever because the water comes out like a little stream, you know. It's like almost a trickle. And I got 11 people's worth of dishes there. So I'm doing the dishes, and Pam comes into the kitchen and says, "Joey, Edna says she's in labor. I think she's full of shit." This I gotta see. So I go upstairs to the bedroom, and there's Edna on the bed in front of me. And she's got her back against the wall and a sheet over her legs. And the kids are behind me on a bed that's perpendicular. And they're all lined up. How many kids were there? There were four kids, you know. And then Nick shows up. He's the host husband. And Edna's screaming and yelling, "Blue lights! Blue lights!" And I'm like, "What the hell?" And it seems like every contraction, there's a scream, an obscenity, and then another contraction comes. I look under the sheet, and there's her cervix about this big, you know, and then I'm like, "Oh, that must be the head." And then there's more screams and more pushes, and then the cervix is, you know, like a softball or grapefruit size, you know, and then I'm saying, "Shit, this is happening fast." And then all of a sudden, with the gush of water, out comes this figure with a hand comes out of the amniotic sac. I make the catch. You know, greatest play I ever made. Excuse me. I knew it was going to happen somewhere. I hand the baby to my sister, and I said, "Here's your new daughter. I see it's a girl." And she's opening her eyes, and Nick happens to see the baby open her eyes, and she's got blue eyes. And he starts playing, it looks like the Lord in the little girl's eyes. So with that, Edna names the baby Christy Hosanna. That's my story.